Number 12708, Charles Van Allen seeks a variance from the side yard setback for an existing HVAC. The sections 115-142 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Lost Point Road within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 36954 Lost Point Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 312.03. And the applicant is seeking a 0.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an HVAC system. We have 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Lilly, and it's 335 Holly Street, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here representing Clayton Homes. We applied for the variance. We had built the home for Mr. Van Allen at his request, replaced a single wide with a double wide. That was a standard width of 28 feet. And when we were finishing up with the home, we had our surveyor do an as-built survey, which had all the existing measurements, and I think it should be included as well. And it showed that the heat pump that was installed on the side of the home extended over the BRL on the side setback a total of 0.6 feet, which is like 7.66 inches. And we trimmed down the platform to be as minimal as possible, but it still did extend over that amount. That was the minimum we could get it to. Mr. Van Allen talked to both neighbors on both sides. One on the opposite side is not someone who lives there all the time, but had no problem with it. The gentleman on lot 18 actually wrote a letter, which I have here as well, stating that he had no problem with it. He has a shed that is up against the property line. You can see where the picture's attached, as well as the neighbor having their heat pump extended to the side setback on the opposite side. So it was not something that was intentionally done. It was something that we realized after the fact, and we were seeking a variance for that. We did apply for a administrative variance first, but we're told we need to do that.
Did you guys catch this, or did the county catch this?
Our surveyor caught this. We did, and we applied for the administrative first.
Okay.
That's good to know. It looks like if it had been, because I'm guessing on the south side of the property, it looks like that home could be over about a foot and a half.
Yes.
So if it had been built on that one,
scoot
you would
be
here, right?
Correct.
Questions from the board?
I presume there's some limited parking on the lot.
Yes, you see in the front was the existing driveway. He had all of that ripped up, and it was part of our project too. The garage, I don't know if your survey has the word garage written in there, is a two-car garage and extends the entire width of the house straight out to the road, all the way up to the BRL in the front and stops there. With a double door facing the road.
So the garage gives some parking?
Yes, he can park in that front of the lot. If he parked the car sideways, maybe, but really he's got to park 2 cars in the garage.
And I presume looks like there might not be any other location where you could put that HVAC, is that right?
You're correct.
As the rear, it looks like it's adjacent to a lagoon, so I'm guessing you don't want that near the lagoon.
That was our original thought. There's even a deck below what it shows here on the ground level, like a patio deck at ground level. And at that point, the house, because of the way the ground is shaped, I don't think you can tell in the picture, but it is probably 10 feet in the air as it gets to the water, too, because this is a flood zone.
When was this placed?
It was placed on, I think it would have been in February of this year.
Of this year? The site plan, final, is that the final location plan, not the actual?
This is the final.
Because that says March of 21. The one that I have.
The one I have says March 9th, 2022. We might have a different copy, though.
The one I have says March 9, 2021.
Mr. Sharp?
Yep.
They obtained the permit November of 2021.
Okay. Maybe I'm looking at the survey that was the one for the prior to placement. Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12708? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12708? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12708 for Charles Van Allen for the requested variance. I believe it will not essentially alter the character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12708 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You
too. Any additional business?
Not for me.
I just note for the board, next meeting is our annual reorganization meeting. So just wanted to remind you of that. And because next week is the 4th, we won't be the first Monday, we'll be the second Monday, but we are back-to-back weeks in July. And then we get back to our normal first and third Mondays in August.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.